sure I'm back. It's only been 22 hours since we last met. It is a pleasure to have you in. Welcome in at 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. Joy Radio. We're underway with the Bob Bell Show. This is the Tuesday edition. The final day of March. Can you believe we're 1/4 over here in 2026? Rise Up Tennessee's coming. Liberty, Faith, and Family celebrating it in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, April 10th and 11th. Mark that down. We have a lot of great things coming up. Just check the What's Happening page. We had the Pancake Fest last Friday. That was good. That kind of gets our spring started out. Coming up tomorrow, I'm going to tell you how you can send Bibles to the nations. I once sat in a church where I saw a group of men with short sleeve dress shirts on in northern Nigeria on an 85 degree morning, worshiping God in a church. I was listening to this beautiful choir sing. By the way, they didn't need smoke and lights or anything like that. They just started swaying back and forth. And after they swayed back and forth for about a minute or two, they began to hum. And as they began to hum, they began to let out some beautiful words of gospel music. And it rang through my heart. And it was in the Hausa language. So I'm not sure what they said. But the tune sounded familiar, and I knew the words in English for sure. But I saw these men. These men had a shirt pocket on their dress shirt. In these men's shirt pockets were papers. I told you this before. They had scribbled down on a piece of paper notes from their pastor's sermon. And when I asked one of the men about it, who could speak a little bit of English, he said, "That's my Bible. That's all I've got." We're going to tell you how you could actually place a Bible in the hands of somebody in their language who has never had one. These are people who are asking for Bibles more than they're asking for food. They're asking for Bibles more than they're asking for water or medical care or money. And I'll tell you about it tomorrow. It's going to be something else. Later on this hour, a chance for you to win Truth Triumphs. From John MacArthur, also the 25-day devotional, I should say the 25th anniversary devotional called Chosen by God from R.C. Sproul. It's not 25 days, it's the 25th year edition. And then there are some other books that I have, plus a WRJZ highlighter, R.C. Sproul, Renewing Your Mind. Our ministry of the month of March comes on at 10:30 this morning. You don't want to miss the teaching. I will tell you this, when you're listening to R.C., settle in. And pay attention. All right, because if you do that, you're going to get it. If you don't, if you just listen passively, you're going to miss it. But if you settle in, really pay attention, renewing your mind makes a whole lot of sense. Well, he's just teaching the Bible. That's what he's doing. When we come back in a few moments, I'm going to tell you about some guilty pleasures that I've taken sight of. And I realized, boy, what a waste of time. A guilty pleasure. Now, this is my confession as your host to you, but it's also some very learning time. Also, viewing a couple of things over the weekend that came to my mind that I talked to David about just a while ago that makes sense. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Bob's been thinking again, and it's dangerous. Coming up later on this program, we've got somebody else who's going to join us. Her name, Megan Feveryear. She is a devoted author. Tremendous blogger, unbelievable encourager. You will not believe what all she has to say around the 7:30 time slot right here at WRJZ. This is the Bob Bell Show.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Now
I've got joy too. You got Joy 102.5 FM. Joy, you've got also Joy Radio, which has been here for over four decades now, by the grace of God. Well over 40 years of dealing out the gospel of Jesus Christ and teaching it as quickly as we can. So, I mentioned just a minute ago just my confession. Sometimes I will calm myself down and get myself a quick laugh. So one of my guilty pleasures is watching Anatoly. I've told you about Anatoly. Anatoly is a bodybuilder, but he doesn't look like a bodybuilder because he's always wearing a jumpsuit because he's usually disguised as a janitor. Have you seen that? Is that not hilarious? He walks around these gyms. These guys are huge. Even women that are bodybuilders, huge people. Massive muscle, power. And I mean, they just exude dominance, you know, and they got big voices. And here comes this little guy. Sorry, guys. I did the bop. Could I bop up? Anatoly is from, I want to say he's close to Moldova, but it may be some part of Russia or Romania. That being said, Anatoly, that's not his real name. But that's what he goes by. And you can look it up. And so there'll be like a 400-pound bar, and he will ask them to move it, and they'll kind of ignore him because he wants to mop under it, so to speak. Well, for one thing, he carries a mop around that's something like 32 kilograms or over 75 pounds. It's crazy. And he uses the mop like it's nothing, but it's a 75-pound mop. Because I will move it, guys. I will move it. Here, hold my mop. And he hands him the mop, and it just flops to the floor. And they always say something, but they bleep that out. It's like, they can't believe it. And then he just walks over to this 400, 500 pound, whatever it is, and he just deadlifts it and starts walking backwards for it and moves it and drops it. And they're just staring at him because he looks like a normal guy. Now, underneath is a very ripped body, but he's not big. He's an average-sized person. So that's Anatoly. I love to watch those and watch the reaction of some of these big bodybuilders as they see this smaller guy pick up the same weight they do and even better and easier. And he can even talk while he's picking it up. His breath is so good. His training so incredible. He could speak. Okay. There's another one I've been seeing, and this is just I don't know when this all started. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I confess to you that your host, I probably watch it too much. I try to hold it down to 5 or 10 minutes, but I get a laugh out of it, and then I turn over and go to bed, and that's that. Some of these body cam films of officers stopping a sovereign citizen. I'm telling you, I don't know where this sovereign citizen stuff comes from, but it is a trend. And they all say about the same thing. They try to change the name of, well, no, that's not sovereign citizen. I'm traveling in my car, but I'm not doing commerce in the state of Tennessee, which I guess means they can break any traffic law they want to. They don't have to have a license plate. They don't have to have registration. They don't have to have a driver's license. I mean, it's amazing what they think they get away with. They printed it off the internet. They found something on the internet that talks about it, and it probably says, did you know you really don't have to have a driver's license? You really don't have to. Then they get dragged before a judge, and they find out they were dead wrong. And I'm sorry. I shouldn't be like this. I confess to you, my brothers and sisters, I get a giggle out of it when they find out the sovereign citizen stuff ain't working. They can sovereign citizen all they want to. And then they always say, call the sheriff, call the sheriff, call the sheriff. And I thought, well, if you're a sovereign citizen, you don't have to follow the laws of this county. Then why should we call? What's the sheriff going to do? He's going to back up his police officers. That's what he's going to do. Do you have anything like that that you watch occasionally just for laughs? I mean, it's bad enough that we have too much phone time, screen time, and everything. I believe it. But that's one of my things I probably, this Holy Week, I should probably fast from. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock on the Bob Bell Show. What do you say? Do you have some of those things you watch? Coming up in a few moments, I will share a very important prayer request from Anonymous, and that's okay. It's from our prayer wall. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2 says it. Coming up in a few moments, traffic and weather.
Truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Welcome into Tuesday morning at WRJZ. Last day of the month, we got people to see and places to go, things to do. For the cause of Christ, for His honor and for His glory. At WRJZ, we want to make sure that you are prayed over. You heard us talk about the prayer wall just a moment ago. So at WRJZ.com. We had a prayer request come in. Please pray with me for my entire family's salvation and deliverance. Let me say that again. Please pray with me for my entire family's salvation and deliverance. I think about Acts 16:31. You know, Paul and his friends have been in jail, and they've been released by the power of God, but they didn't escape. Then they had permission to go to one of the guard's house, so the guard brought him to the home so that he could tell the gospel to the rest of his family. He said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household." That's Acts 16:31. And I thought it was a beautiful testimony. This lady said that she is praying for Psalm 107:20 that simply states, "He sent out His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." Now, if you're not careful, you could use that as some sort of magical incantation. That's not what we're talking about. In this busy world, you look up on Fox News or CNN, all this stuff's going on. The blame fingers pointing back and forth, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and all that good stuff. And I'll talk more about stuff like that in a little bit, but hopefully in a biblical worldview, there's also a peace and a joy that's settled in your heart regardless. You see, this verse highlights God's power to heal and to rescue people from dire circumstance. You've been rescued before, haven't you? Have you ever been in the pit? I've been in the pit, quote unquote. And then through the power of His word, through His mighty hand, here He offers restoration, freedom from bondage, or even from fatal distress. Man, when I was having a heart attack on Christmas Eve 2020, I was in fatal distress. When I sat in my car in June of 1983, and somebody held a gun to my head because I ran off to the yard, in their yard, I was in fatal distress. I promise you I was in fatal distress. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know which way was up or down. I was terribly drunk. But I got to tell you, I sobered up pretty quick once I felt the barrel of that gun next to my left temple. And it was an older gentleman, God love his heart. I'd run off into his yard. He was scared to death. Some big galoot football player ran off into his yard. And he was upset because I was trying to spin out and get out of there. And it was just wet enough. It wasn't muddy, muddy, but it was just wet enough to where I couldn't get any traction. I probably had bald tires anyway at that point in time in 1983. I had broken up from my girlfriend, who's now my wife. My girlfriend and I, my wife and I, dated for some time, and then she broke it off with me. And then she really broke it off with me after the arrest because she saw that I wasn't serious about life. I mean, my life was spiraling down, bud. And I'd like to tell you that I went to jail, got saved, and everything was fine the next day. It was not. It was years before I came to Jesus. I had a hard head, didn't I? So this person who's praying, this anonymous, this dear, sweet person who's praying over their family, says, "We stand on Psalm 107:20. asking the Lord to send out his word and heal and deliver us from destruction. She quotes a lot of other verses and she names names in there. But at the end, I want you to hear what she says. And I said she. This is written as though it's a woman writing a prayer request. How do I know? Because men and women are different. All right, listen to this guy, Justin, who wrote a prayer request a few weeks ago. He said, I'd like to ask for the prayers of the church. I've been asked to interim pastor. I've never been a pastor, just a preacher. But with your prayers, and especially with God, I will do the best I possibly can to help them. Thank you to everyone, and thank God for the opportunity. That's his prayer request. He could have gone on and on. This doesn't mean that it's bad that this anonymous person went on and on. They have a lot to really pray for. But they were very specific. Now, I interpret that to be a woman. I could be wrong, and I'm okay with that. Sometimes guys get into very big details as well. But this is beautifully written. She says, or they said, may the men of this family rise with courage of Joshua 1:9 to lead and provide. So I looked up Joshua 1:9 because that kept sounding very familiar to me. And it seems like 22 years ago, I sat in that chair where Dave Clabo is. And I was listening to, I don't know, probably Charles Stanley. It was after I had gotten off the air and I was doing some other work. And he was preaching on Joshua 1:9. Earlier that day, at 5:30 or 5:15 in the morning, I'd gotten a call from a man by the name of Matt Hinken. And like I said yesterday, he said, don't tell anybody, I'm getting ready to go adopt a baby. And he said, I'm a little scared. And I happened to remember, because we'd been meeting together at that time for a while, I said, Matt, what is your life's verse you said? Matt Hinken said, it's Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he quoted that verse to me, and I said, there you go. There's God's answer. He went and adopted a baby. You know what that baby's name was and is today? Joshua. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, I pray for this dear soul who put this prayer request up here, though, because there's many others. There's another one that broke my heart. Pray for my wife. Her Parkinson's disease is acting up even more and claiming more of her. So we need to pray for that whole family. But if you go to the prayer wall today at WRJZ.com, it'll be better than watching videos of sovereign citizens. And even better than videos of watching Anatoly, although that's pretty funny. It's even better than watching videos of No Kings. I'm going to tell you a little thought or two on No Kings in just a minute. Something that I talked to David about earlier, and I just wanted to share with you kind of what we said and what I thought. All of that on the way at WRJZ. It's news time. Fox News, front and center right here. What's going on, the latest in the war and everything else at WRJZ. Good morning and welcome in. Stand by. Traffic and weather is also next.
The man who met his wife on a blind date, set up by his mother. Bob Bell, the new definition of cool.
Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke.
Yeah, what's that?
Now
man?
I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
That's right.
Yeah,
come on, men, rise up.
Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground.
No Kings.
I'm only going higher.
That's right.
Which means
we have one king.
Well, yeah, we want to thank all the protesters for saying that we don't want no kings. We have a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
Which means
Democrats, their protest must have worked.
Well, it must have worked. Democrats want no king, which means no working, no thinking, no making sense, no fact checking.
I know. We're not doing that. We're not picking on the Democrats or Republicans right now. I don't want to do that. But I will tell you this. The thing I noticed about some of the No King rallies. Good morning, by the way. Brought to you by Knoxville Salvage and Old City Kitchen, 636. It is now 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Here's what I noticed. I noticed that there are an inordinate amount of people within these protests, especially in New York or especially in Chicago, just to name two, with a lot of people who look like they're professional photographers. Now, it's a hodgepodge of a lot of different things. It's really hilarious in a weird kind of strange way. You saw a lot of people this past weekend holding up communist flags, communist posters, openly saying, we want communism. People said, why do you harp on this, Bob? In order to have communism, the first thing you must do is strip down the family, along with eliminate the presence of God, because they think they can, the presence of God in society. It all goes together. That's not just something that Jim Dobson said years ago. That's not true anymore. That's not something that Jerry Falwell said years ago. That's not true anymore. It's all true. Fact is, it's more truer now, if you will. The more I look at it, the more true it has become. And now people of all ages are taking to the streets with the Communist Manifesto children's book that they were selling in New York City. A reporter actually did her job and went to one of these protests, and she purchased one of those Communist Manifesto books for children. Okay, this is why we have the prayer wall. At the end of the day, all these protesters are individuals who need Jesus. So how do you know they don't belong to Jesus? I don't. God knows. Hey, look. I look on the Republican side. There's a lot of people there that need Jesus too. Hello? So this isn't about taking sides, but there is a great encouragement, because when you and I devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, according to Colossians 4:2, God honors the prayer. You could look at your gas pumps today. Some of them are up to $3.89 today. I saw coming on the way in. Then I saw one still down at $3.39. Yesterday, because of my points at a particular grocery store, I got my gas at $3.24 a gallon. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm not making my whole life center around those things and focused and obsessing over those things. I have some friends of mine that are dear, sweet Christians. They love Jesus. I know they do. But, man, they obsess over everything that they see. It was odd, too, to have the No Kings weekend on Palm Sunday weekend. Isn't it odd? Kind of odd, because there was a king who came riding on a donkey. By the way, isn't it funny how he told his disciples, go get this donkey from this place. If they ask you anything about it, just tell them the Lord hath need of it. Well, that'll do it. Okay. So sure enough, they go get the donkey as he told them to, at the place where he told them to. And the farmer said, well, what do you need my donkey for? And they simply said, the Lord hath need of it. So they brought in the donkey. And it was the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on and thus fulfilled prophecy. It's beautiful, isn't it? The Padre and I, Pat Paulus, we talked about prophecy yesterday. One of the great things to watch is how prophecy was perfectly fulfilled. Maybe we'll get into that next Monday, because I think that'll be good for Easter Monday. By the way, once Resurrection Day comes and goes, all that means is Jesus is still risen from the dead. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, so some of you, if you're honest, you occasionally waste time. I wonder if I'll get any phone calls on this, because people are going to be, I mean, I've already confessed to you mine, but there's times when I waste a little time watching a No Kings rally, and I try to limit that kind of national TV watching to about 5 minutes. That's enough. But screen time watching Anatoly, or people talk about they don't have to present their driver's license because they're only commercially traveling through. Oh, my goodness. Do you have any of those? Do you do any of that? Are you just perfect? 865, this is confession time. 865-342-5620.
It's like having green lights and no traffic all the way to work. We're making your morning drive a little better. You're locked in to Joy Radio.
Welcome to our house. Sometimes it is a bit of madness. It's WRJZ. You see what I did? 17 away from 7 o'clock. 6:43 on a Tuesday. Brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchen. I'd love to hear the voice of Joel and Nancy at Knox Rail Salvage. They're such good people. They save you a lot of money. I know that much, though. That'll make your house look as good as it possibly can. Later on, next hour, Megan Fever Year will join us on telephone. Creative communicator, storyteller, passionate about faith, passionate about purpose, passionate about authenticity. Love that. She has many blogs. She's written devotionals and creative projects. She shares real life reflections that inspire others. I think a lot of it, the key word is back to authenticity. So you'll hear from her. She has a podcast called This Day, but also a devotional that she was inspired to write by God, Fully Known. That'll be good. Later on, within 45 minutes or so, I'll have a chance to win Truth's Triumphs from John MacArthur. Oh, that's beautiful. Also, Chosen by God, 25th year edition from R.C. Sproul. Also, by the way, R.C. Sproul and Renewing Your Mind, Ligonier Ministries, our ministry of the month, 10:30 weekdays, right here at WRJZ. Also, I have some other books and materials for you that you can teach from, that you can learn from, that you will grow. Listen, part of our goal here is to set you on the road to discipleship. Many of you who listen every day, you may be new in the faith. Everybody who is listening next to you are at different stages. Nobody's the same. We're not all in one accord. That would be a very big Honda. We actually are at different places in our spiritual walk. So part of our job that God has given us at WRJZ and Joy Radio is to set you on the road to discipleship. For instance, when I was talking about going to get a colt, Jesus said, go to the village ahead of you. Enter it. You will find a colt there, tied up, which no one has ever ridden. That's very important. Untie it. Bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Tell him the Lord needs it. There you are. That's in Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 31. Read that for yourself. We just talked about the turning of the tables. You will hear phrases like this all the time. My, how the tables have turned. Jesus flipped the tables over in the temple and declared that my Father's house will be a house of prayer. That also detailed in Luke 19, as well as the other Gospels. It's beautiful. Daylight saving time went into effect 1918 on this date for the first time. Will they do away with it? What do you think? Should it be done away with? What do you think? I'd like to have your information on that. 865-342-5620. All right, No Kings protest. When I noticed all these professional-looking camera setups that mounted on people's shoulders or their waist, and it looked like something that you'd really have to spend some money on, It occurred to me as I saw some of the same setups as I did in New York, in Philadelphia or Chicago or Los Angeles, this seemed to be a coordinated effort. Now, I could be wrong. This seemed to be something that maybe somebody else had paid for. We're hearing rumors that there are a lot of people who want to continue to build this type of protest for reasons to promote communism. And when I first heard that, I said, oh, come on. And then you, lo and behold, see signs going down the street that say, bring communism to the United States, with the big sickle and all that, I mean, right there on the flag. Wow. And it does break my heart. We need to continue to pray for them, pray for this country, and yet also know, absolutely know that God's got this. His sovereignty has not been relinquished, not one bit. And you can bank on it. 58 degrees now at WRJZ, 102.5 FM. Are you all stuck in events, or are you going to stay with the Word? Robert Jeffress talks about that, Food for the Soul, in just a few minutes, brought to you by Kelly Jarnig and the Farm Bureau Insurance. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Old City Kitchens and Knox Rail Salvage.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb.
The blast for the bat from our great Jackson West. Isn't that the truth?
Just a memory you're standing in the valley of decision.
For WRJZ, it's now 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Good morning. 58 degrees here in downtown Knoxville, 55 degrees in Powell, 55 likewise in Oak Ridge. Welcome in. Tuesday is here. It's a tremendous Tuesday. I'll tell you about a trip I made earlier last week to a very special place. And along with me, I had several other friends who got to minister to some people who ended up ministering to us. You wouldn't believe it. It's fantastic. I'll talk more about that too. Other prayer requests, I just saw this one. Pray for my 7-year-old son. He struggles with a lot of anger and doesn't know how to handle it. I pray God will give him a sense of peace and help reduce his anger. Wow. You know, I hope and pray that as we look at those, and when you pray for these and you go to the prayer wall at WRJZ.com, over to the right, you can click on this tab that says, I prayed for this. And it will send the person who sent the original notification that they have been prayed for. In other words, you are literally letting them know, I lifted you up before the Lord. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of things I like about the South. One of them, Tennessee Williams' play, The Glass Menagerie, arrived on Broadway in New York City, the state, 1945. And then there's Phil Harris, recorded one of the best-known songs in Los Angeles, California. The song by that very name.
Alabama, let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South.
Yeah.
Out there you can make no mistakey. Where those nerves, I'm never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South.
Layer
she's
cake.
She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar-cured Virginia hams. Basement's full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South.
I just gained 5 pounds listening to that.
Teas, you can eat as much as you please. Cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South.
That's Paul Harris, recorded on a 78 RPM. Well, what does RPM mean, Bob? Revolutions per minute. There you are. You learn something every day at WRJZ. Bob's Trivia Challenge coming up next hour, a chance for you to win the prize pack, which also, I mentioned John MacArthur's book, I mentioned R.C. Sproul's book, but I didn't mention Charles Stanley's Can You Still Trust God? What happens when you choose to believe? Hardback edition on that one. These are three men who are no longer with us on this side of heaven. They are on that side of heaven, as it were. And yet their works and their words remain behind because they base them all on Scripture. It doesn't come extra biblical. These are great books. But they're only great because ultimately the author of everything told them to write it. There's a lot of more great stories to tell, prizes to win coming up next hour at WRJZ. Winston Churchill declared on this date in 1949, "It is certain that Europe would have been communized," talking about communism taking over, "and London would have been under bombardment some time ago, but for the deterrent of the atomic bomb in the hands of the United States." Is he right? He's right. In August, you'll hear that the atomic bomb is pure evil. It's pure destruction. It's not evil. It depends on how it's used. It was an awful thing when it was unleashed on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, for sure. It was hundreds of thousands of lives vaporized in a moment. That's very serious. But we never had to use it since then, did we? Not one time. I pray we never will. God will take care of the ending of the world, as we talked about yesterday from WRJZ. We do a lot of study on eschatological matters, and I think that's important to be aware. But be careful that you don't get so caught up in what's way out there that you forget what's right here. And some of the fulfilled prophecy we've talked about is being fulfilled at this very moment. And for those of us who believe, it should not be a fearful time. As the Pondering Padre said yesterday, it should be an exciting time. It should be a time to really reflect and go, wow. Hey, by the way, Richard Chamberlain was born on this date in 1934. The great actor, the Thorn Birds, Dr. Kildare. I remember he was in Shogun, in Centennial, The Towering Inferno, and much more. Died 1 year ago, March 29th, 2025. It's March 31st from WRJZ and 102.5 FM. This is Joy Radio, WRJZ Knoxville, the home of Fox News, brought to you by Larson J. I welcome you in to another great day. Tuesday it is. The final day of March, 2026. Bob Bell at your service at WRJZ. 82 days until it's summer. 82 days until it's summer. From WRJZ, it's now 58 degrees in downtown. I mentioned a while ago that I have Charles Stanley's book, Can You Still Trust God? The subtitle is What Happens When You Choose to Believe. Then Truth Triumphs. It was a culmination of a lot of sermon notes from the late, great Dr. John MacArthur, who left us last year. Landmark sermons from 2024, dating all the way back to 1969. Then, Chosen by God from R.C. Sproul. Our ministry of the month, which is Renewing Your Mind, 10:30 weekdays. Then a WRJZ highlighter. There's probably another book in there that I'm not even seeing. It's a huge prize pack. More coming up. This will be one of the easiest ones, though. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, one of the verses I'm leaning into, even when I see all of this running around, obviously I've been in Luke chapter 19 since Saturday. Really before that. This is my personal time, just sitting on the back porch. Y'all have a time where you kind of get by yourself? Just get by yourself with the Lord. And his word, and start reading. And as much as you're reading, listen. Which is hard for me to do. Can I be honest with you? I like to talk a lot. I've got to listen. I'm learning. I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm learning. That's what I said. From WRJZ. This is Joy Radio. But I've also been leaning into this verse because of the homegoing of my friend Matthew Hinken, which was Saturday. And I remember asking him, what do you think your life verse is? Now, this is 30 years ago. Mine was Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that more abundantly. In other words, John 10:10, the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Then Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that more abundantly. And that's not a blab it and grab it kind of verse. It really is just a confirmation that Jesus, who is God with skin on, is laying up for us treasures in heaven right now. So during Matt's funeral, the officiator, who's a friend of mine whose name is Jeff Davis, said, would you do the reading of the verse, John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, that passage? And I just smiled. I said, how many times have we talked about that passage over and over? Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, by the way, this is the communion, the Last Supper. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. What a great verse. You know the place to where I'm going. And Thomas spoke up and said, Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus says those words that are so dominant in the idea of Christology of who he is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's why this Passion Week is so important, to drill down and stay with these. Because of what he said, and because of his resurrection, these men, and I'm thinking about Peter, but all of them, who were so fearful. If you read the book of Acts, they became very courageous. Joshua 1:9. This is Matt's life verse. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Great words there. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Some fun before we go to break, and then I've got a chance for you to win the prize pack I just described in just a few moments. Shirley Jones turns 92 today on the celebrity birthday. Can you believe it? Shirley Jones is all of 92. That's Mama Partridge from the Partridge family. Wow.
Come on now and meet everybody and hear us singing.
There's another person who's in their 90s we celebrate today. Herb Albert, the great Herb Albert, and the Tijuana Brass. But Herb Albert is 91 this morning. You may remember this one. Oh, yes. Long after he had a hit with The Lonely Bull and Taste of Honey. Long after he had a huge hit where he even sang on This Guy's In Love With You. Rise was a huge hit. Football player and football coach Jimmy Johnson turns 88 today on the celebrity birthday list. And Christopher Walken, ladies and gentlemen, I love this. He is now 83 years old.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes with your chance to win Bob's Trivia Challenge when we return right here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. This is the Bob Bell Show.
The truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as I have lived in the goodness of God.
Let's hear this for WRJC. For WRJZ Joy Radio, welcome in. I thank him for the goodness of God. Don't you? For WRJZ, I was reading Luke 23:2. As we've talked about this week, and we'll dig into more on this on Friday, that's the account of the thief on the cross. He was encompassed by two thieves. And I heard Paul Washer say the other day, and I think he's right, I don't think Jesus' cross was elevated over the other two. For the Bible says, John MacArthur talks about this today coming up at 12 noon, the Bible says he was numbered with them among the thieves. And this is part of what you'll hear John MacArthur say.
They put Jesus between two thieves. And may I hasten to say, I don't think his cross was bigger and stood up higher. That wasn't the point. The point was to say your king is no better than a common criminal. Verse 28 draws back to Isaiah 53:12. The scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with transgressors. Some of the manuscripts have that, some don't. That's why it's in brackets in the NAS. But it's certainly in Isaiah that he would be numbered with the transgressors in his crucifixion. And in fact, he was.
Wow.
It is a fulfillment of prophecy.
I just love that. Friend WRJZ, Truth Triumphs, one of the books you're going to win here in just a few moments. But today, we're going to break ranks and have a little fun here. Not only is it Christopher Walken Day, more cowbell, it is also Welcome Back Cotter Day, ladies and gentlemen. The man who was the lead turns 81 today.
Welcome back.
The man who played the lead teacher of the Sweat Hogs,
welcome back,
Vinnie Barbarino,
same old place.
Ron Petillo, who played Arnold Horshack. Remember, Horshack means the cattle are dying. Also, you had tremendous actors and actresses. By the way, this lead actor who played Cotter himself did not like his leading actress. They didn't like each other at all. Sometimes they even played off that with the writers. Can you name that actor who turns 81 today? 865-342-5620. The one who played Cotter in Welcome Back, Cotter. He played in other wonderful, noted works of art, like the Hoboken Chicken Emergency.
Welcome back.
And Nobody's Perfect, with a K and the T on the end. Name that actor turning 81 today who played Mr. Cotter, the teacher of the Sweat Hogs. If you could name him, you'll win the entire prize pack of Bob's Trivia Challenge right here at WRJZ, 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. Coming up after the break, too, we've got something special for you, where we play a challenge from 2008. I started to do a trivia question with that, but there's nothing trivial about it. Other birthdays, Al Gore is 78 today. It's 78 is Al Gore, Senator from Tennessee. He was also vice president of Bill Clinton, environmental, shall we say, activist. Rhea Perlman is 78 today as well, Emmy Award-winning actress from Cheers. And Ed Marinaro, 76 today, great football player, Minnesota Vikings running back. I remember watching him in Hill Street Blues as well, and much more. 76 today at WRJZ. But this actor turns 81. And at 865-342-5620, we're going to see if we can get the winner in very shortly. Have an opportunity for you to take home the entire prize pack as we get ready to go to the bell phone now. Dave, who do we have on the line, sir?
We have Daryl.
Let's go to Daryl. Hey, Daryl, how's your other brother, Daryl?
He's great.
I know you've never heard that, but anyway, so here's the deal. This man turns 81 today.
Welcome back.
He was the teacher for the Sweat Hogs in, I guess, the Bronx, New York. But as it is, what was the actor's name who played Mr. Cotter?
Is it Gabe Kaplan?
Gabe Kaplan, you're exactly right. Way to go, Daryl. You've got the entire, you've got enough of the prize pack to share with everybody in your family, including the other Daryls. For WRJZ, hey, stay there. Don't go anywhere, okay, Daryl?
All right.
For WRJZ, for those of you who watch Newhart, coming up in a few moments, traffic and weather together. Also, we have Pray Tennessee, brought to you in conjunction with and in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. I praise the mountain moving body raising breaker.
Hey, good morning. It's now 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Temperature 58 degrees at WRJZ again. We're drilling in. I'll be strong and courageous. Great Joshua 1:9 reading. Because of the resurrection, we can have even more confidence, even though it was going to happen anyway from beginning of time. However, after having seen it, these men, these the 12 less one, and then Matthias was added back to make it 12, turned the whole world upside down. Let's go back 18 years to a great movie called Courageous, where Alex Kendrick, dressed up as his character in his church, Woodstock, stood before the crowd and began to preach a challenge to men. Just as a regular dad, he even started with himself.
In my home, the decision has already been made. You don't have to ask who will guide my family, because by God's grace, I will. You don't have to ask who will teach my son to follow Christ, because I will. Who will accept the responsibility of providing and protecting my family? I will. Who will ask God to break the chain of destructive patterns in my family's history? I will. Who will pray for and bless my children to boldly pursue whatever God calls them to do? I am their father. I will. I accept this responsibility, and it is my privilege to embrace it. I want the favor of God and his blessing on my home. Any good man does. So where are you, men of courage? Where are you, fathers who fear the Lord?
Man, isn't that beautiful? And they all began to stand up in that church, one by one. And so I ask today the same thing, on this Holy Week, Tuesday. Where are you, men of God? You say, well, how come he never talks to the women? Man, I see a lot of women doing their job. I see some who aren't. But I feel more qualified to speak to men because I am a man-type person. I am a man. And I think one of the places where we've missed in our society is men. And I want to build them up. Because if we'll walk with each other, and this is why this whole past 3 weeks has been very big for me in reminding me how my friend David Wells, my friend Matt Hinken, and I, we walked together. David and I looked at each other Saturday, so now it's just us two. And we walk together. We noted that we have some things in our lives, and things that we've heard that we'll take to the grave with us. There's no need for anybody else to know, because God knows, and we've already confessed those things to each other. There are already things that we discuss with Matt Hinken and with David Wells and Bob Bell that are in that cord of three and that cord of three strands is not easily broken. But we must be courageous. Be strong and courageous. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Don't be dismayed. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's a shout out and a calling to men. It's not me screaming at you, it's me encouraging you. As an older man now, in my 60s, it is my privilege to be able to encourage you to take the position that God has given you and lead your family, to boldly pray for your wives as I pray for mine, to boldly lift up your children before the Lord as I lift mine up. Say, well, Bob, your children are in their 30s, I know. Guess what? They still need prayer. The difference is they're now praying for me as well. My son has been raised up to be the man of his house, to be the leader. Not an iron-fisted dictator. That would never work with precious Rachel. But he is the leader. He sets the spiritual tone for his home. How proud I am. You better believe it. From WRJZ, nothing but 80s from now through Good Friday, even through Saturday, and then cooler with a slight chance of rain on Sunday. We'll see about that. All coming up, we'll have weather, we'll have traffic, but right now it's 7:30, half past the hour. Coming up shortly, one of our great friends, she is Megan Feveryear, on the way in just a few moments.
Hear the required 8 vitamins and minerals for morning listening. The Bob Bell Show.
We are peculiar people, this I know. And we can buy it so we can be girls and
boys. How do we know we're peculiar people? I don't know about you, but I looked in the mirror this morning. That's how I know. For WRJZ, it's now 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the station committed to help you grow in the faith. This is Joy Radio. I went to Ben Atchley Veterans Home last week. Wow. These precious saints were wheeled in there so that we can sing to them. My choir and me. And there we were, singing these old hymns of the faith to them. Most of them in their 80s and 90s. I couldn't help but notice over in the corner this one guy was just singing. I mean, he was going after it. He was getting it. I love it. I went up and told him, I said, brother, I sure appreciate you singing. He goes, well, I can't see anything, but I can hear. Kind of straightened my back out. You know, there's a lot of inspiration going on around there, and there's a lot of encouragement yet to be had. One of the encouragers we have is a young lady by the name of Megan Feveryear. A writer, a creative communicator, storyteller, passionate about faith. She's passionate about purpose. She's passionate about authenticity. Megan, good morning. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of fired up. The coffee's a little strong, so I've really kind of lit into it this morning. And then we've been in some courageous verses as well. And it's so fitting to have a person like you who is a storyteller extraordinaire. So, Megan, tell me, how did you get into this line of Christian ministry where you're a writer and speaker and blogger?
Yeah, honestly, Bob, it all started in everybody's favorite year of 2020 when we were all doing so much. And so during that year, I was honestly just sitting at home. And like everybody else, and I was, so many of my friends were coming up to me and they were like, we have nothing to do. and a lot of people were going through a lot of hard stuff. And I always have to have something to do. I always have to be doing something. And I finally just said, you know what, God, if there's so many hurting people out there that need to hear about you, how can you use me? And that's how I got started.
You know, that's not the first time I've heard a testimony like that. Is God took a time of shutting everybody down to really focus us on what those things are that are so important. You know, and kind of, kind of clear our eyesight just a little bit. And my brother-in-law said to me, Megan, if we don't use this time to experience the real blessing of God, we're fools. And I said, that's a good way to look at it, Adam. I appreciate that. So, Megan Fever Year, did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you absolutely pronounced it perfect.
Well, I had a little help. My friend Tanya Stout-Brown tells me you're a tremendous individual and a great help. When we come back in just a few minutes, Megan, we're going to talk about Fully Known right here on the Bob Bell Show. And you're going to learn more about Megan Fever Year. Yep, that's how you say it. At WRJZ and 102.5 FM, it's now 7:38.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I've got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use.
Amen. For WRJZ Joy Radio, 741, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Megan Fever Year with me on the phone. Welcome in. You've got a podcast called This Day. Tell me what you try to accomplish in This Day, Megan Fever Year.
Yeah, so in the podcast, we talk about just real life stories. We get down to the nitty-gritty because everybody has a story, and everybody has something to share. And we'll bring on just fun people of faith, fun people in ministry, and we talk about what God's doing in their lives, what fun adventures God has people on. And the main question we ask at the end of every episode is, how does God keep you present during this day? Mm-hmm. Because so much comes to our attention.
You said something here. I got to challenge you on this. What do you mean, fun people of faith? You mean they're what are you talking about, fun people of faith, Megan Fever Year?
Well, Bob, you know, sometimes I will say this: we as believers, we kind of get a bad rap in the media. We get a little bit of a bad rap because they think that we all, you know, sit up in a tower with our arms folded and we're just up there, you know, crisscross applesauce, just all grouchy. And so I try to challenge that a little bit, and I tell people, I'm like, I want the podcast to feel like the color yellow. When you look at yellow, you always feel happy. When you see sunshine, your mood just changes.
You know, is that why you wear yellow a lot? Seriously, is that why you wear yellow? Because I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah, I do. Because whenever you see yellow, you can't help but smile.
I agree.
If you see somebody in gray, you're kind of like, oh, well, I'm not really excited right now.
So, eventually, you came to the point, Megan, where you wrote a devotional. The devotional is called Fully Known. How did you arrive at that?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a little bit of a sad story, but also it was a pivotal moment. Where I live here in Nashville, Tennessee, I lead a Bible study at my church. And one night I said to the girls, I said, hey, what does your Bible time look like? What does your time in the mornings look like? Mm. And they're like, well, we don't really know how to read through the Bible all that well. And I completely shut my Bible. It shocked me. A lot of them are in their mid 20s, early 30s, just starting out life. And like, you don't. I was like, well, do you know that you can just, you know, pick a psalm, you know, pick something short if you don't have time in the morning. And then in the evening, you can take 30 minutes. Like, you don't have to make it 2 hours that you're just sitting there. And you know, we really don't, like, how do we begin? And I was like, that's it. I said, if these five girls sitting in my living room don't know how to start, how many other people are out there? So that's how the devotional began. Just with simple passages, simple questions to help people start to get into a devotional pattern.
So Megan, if I could pick your brain a little bit, What is your daily routine look like in the morning? Because right now it's 6:45 in Nashville, 7:45 here. So, you know, you're up and about. Obviously, you get up a little early, I suppose. But what? How do you get into the Word every morning? What do you do?
Yeah, so for me, I will pick a plan throughout the year. Right now, my church is actually doing a 2-year Bible reading plan.
Oh, wow.
So we're almost to the end of it. So we'll finish up here at the start of summer. But I'll spend about 30 minutes in scripture, and then I will journal prayer every morning, or I'll pray out loud. It just kind of depends on the setting that I'm in. You know, if I would be with a bunch of people, I'm probably not going to pray out loud and then all be sitting around me and be like, man, what is she doing? but typically I'll spend 30 minutes, and I will set my clock to my alarm to get up 30 minutes before I have something to do.
Uh-huh.
Just to get my day started so that there's no distractions. My phone's turned off, plugged in another room.
Oh, that's good.
And then it's me and the Lord for the first 30 minutes of my day.
I kind of come from the same place you do. I'm a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy. And so one of the things I've done is go out on my back porch at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And right now I'm in Luke chapter 19 and 20, which makes sense. This is Holy Week. But I'm in Luke chapter 19 and 20 just kind of digging in. But it's a place where we can be quiet. It's almost like we can hear him through the words that come back to us through Scripture. I think that's important, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you've written something that is a beautiful blog, WashingtonStand.com, Spring's Sacred Wonder. I started to read the first few paragraphs of this, and I'm going to need to kind of take this home and read it for myself when I'm alone. Tell me, what is your purpose for writing Spring's Sacred Wonder?
Yeah, well, spring is one of my favorite seasons. And it started when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to say every Easter and every spring when we were up at their house that Easter was her favorite season, and it reminded her of the resurrection.
Mm.
So when I was asked to write this, at first I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't have the time. If I'm being totally honest, but the main purpose behind writing it was really to simply say, hey, you know, Easter is a weekend on the calendar, and we have this resurrected Savior that we can live in that wonder of. He came and he bore our sins, but he continues to bear every day, and we can walk in that wonder beyond Easter. We don't just have to sit in it on Easter Sunday. Because continuously, even through spring, new life is happening. Or you look into summer and maybe you have a family member who is getting ready to have a baby. That's new life right there. Or you're planting a garden and stuff is blooming throughout the summer and you're harvesting more new life. So there's always stuff blooming.
I love it. Megan Feveryear is with us. She talks more in just a few moments. She's our new friend. Our spring friend, we'll call her. Coming back in a few moments right after weather and traffic at WRJZ. This is the Bob Bell Show for Tuesday.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation.
For all you 90s babies out there, WRJZ. Some of y'all were singing this at summer camp about, 30 years ago.
It's all about children singing glory.
I see you out there. Good morning. We're on the air with the cheery-voiced and cheery-faced Megan Feveryear. you don't mind if I call you cheery-faced. I mean, there's other things that you could be called. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I would rather not have a upset or frowny face or probably worse than that, right?
You look like a saved person or something.
I am a saved person, Bob. I am. Now, don't get me driving in traffic. I mean, that probably goes out the window.
We lose a little bit of our savedness sometimes when somebody cuts us off, as it were. I understand that. Megan, I really want to encourage people to read Spring's Sacred Wonder, but also to get the devotional, to get started somewhere. We have people who are listening to us that are different walks of life in their journey with Christ. And some people, they're just taking their first steps, like some of the ladies that you were talking to in your Bible study. They didn't know where to start. And you gave them a great framework. What a great opportunity for them to pick up a copy of Fully Known. How do we get a copy of the devotional Fully Known, Megan?
You know, it is beyond easy. We order everything from Amazon. So I tell people, you go into Amazon and you search Fully Known, my name, Megan Fevier. There is nobody else like me, and that's where you go to find it. You can find it everywhere on Amazon.
Well, I mean, there's no name like Megan Fevrier. I mean, that's just absolutely fantastic. I love that. And it's I'm sorry. Is that your maiden name, or so? I don't know your status, as it were.
Yes, that is my maiden name. That is my maiden name. It is. If you ever see that name anywhere, you know that they are probably related to me.
Sure, there's not a lot of Fevriers out there, so. Is it German? Is it Swedish? Is it, am I missing? I don't know. What nationality does it come from?
Yeah, so for the longest time, Bob, we thought that it was French. My granddad, he was an orphan, grew up in upper Pennsylvania, if you think near the Poconos, and grew up in an orphanage up in that area. Mm. And didn't know who his dad was, and it wasn't until my uncle got older, he started to research, do all the different ancestry testings, and found out his dad was originally from Utah. Of all of the states, we were going around and everybody, oh, we think we're French, but we don't know. And then we found out and we're like, oh, we need to stop telling people that story.
Don't need to do that. You are talking to the president of the Seymour French Club from way back in 1981, I'll have you know. So that's been a minute or two. Well, listen, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you and meet you. I love the idea that you have this devotional for people to get started today, Fully Known. And then the podcast this day, how often do you drop a new podcast?
Every Friday. So people can find a new episode every Friday on Apple, Spotify. They can ask their Amazon Alexa, too.
And go to WashingtonStand.com and read Spring's Sacred Wonder by Megan Fevier, right here from WRJZ. Tell them you heard it first. Megan, thanks for spending time with us. We'll be lifting you up in prayer. Hey, come back and see us again soon, right?
I would love that, Bob. It was great to spend this morning with you.
Thank you, Megan. You did a great job. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, all over the world at WRJZ.com. She does. She just has a smile in her voice, doesn't she? Yeah. As though she belongs to Christ and she knows where she's going when this is over. But she also sounds like a person who has a great purpose while she's here. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, will we have rain for Easter? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Will not be an April Fool's, you know. We will talk about things that make you go, you got to be kidding. That's tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show. You join us for that, 6 to 8 a.m. It'll be great. Coming up, Focus on the Family is next. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.